We are continuing to look at our friends in the arts in this age and times of COVID-19. And today, an opportunity to talk with the executive director of the Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum in Saginaw, Megan McAdoo, our friend joining us here today. We hope, Megan, that we find you well and safe and likely working from home as we meet up today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm home. I've got my puppy and my cat, and we're cranking away virtually here.
Are they good assistant office manager types, or are they at least good company, I would presume?
Yeah, you know, they're good for morale, and they get me up and moving, so I'm not locked to my computer screen all day, so that's all good.
You haven't entrusted them with too many executive decisions at this point, though, or are they? Have they worked their way up the food chain in the operation to start calling some of the shots for you?
No, I think if they were calling the shots, they would want the museum to not reopen so we could stay home and get lots of walks. So they don't get to make those calls.
I see. Well, they can continue to lobby on their best behalf anyway. At the Sculpture Museum, when and I've begun a lot of these conversations in the same way, wondering how you as an organization maybe first became aware that some of this potential of what we're going through now was coming, and when you had to officially kind of suspend things, shut things down, and go to working remotely as you are now.
Yeah, so because the Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum is part of Saginaw Valley State University, like other universities, they were preparing well in advance of the governor's executive orders. So we had some inclination in advance, but I think it was around March 19th where they made the decision that, after the governor's executive order, that we did in fact need to close up. And we all grabbed laptops and got moved our operations to our homes, and we have been operating online ever since.
What exhibit was on display or preparing to be installed as part of the rotating arts that you feature? What was in line or right there at the time of that shutdown, kind of freezing the gallery almost as a moment in time?
Yeah, we had on display an exhibition called Explorations in Wood, Selections from the Center for Art in Wood, a fabulous museum that is located in Philadelphia. And when it was slated to be on view until March 16th, and so when we moved home, we decided let's try to build an online exhibition with these over 70 works of art out of wood. And we did that. It's now available on our website. And last night we actually had the launch of that online exhibition with a virtual exhibition opening reception with the curator from Wisconsin and the director for the Center for Art and Wood in Philadelphia. And it was a great time. We all raised a glass of wine to the exhibition and got to learn about it. And so we're trying to adapt here.
And how much flexibility do you have as an organization with something like this, where it is something that is touring on the road from different organizations and facilities like yours? Obviously, everybody has to recognize the reality, but what negotiations have had to be done for the extended period of time now that it remains housed with you at Marshall Frederick's before it moves on to whatever its next scheduled stop might have been, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so usually it's a pretty tight turnaround. There we have a week or so to deinstall and get it shipped to the next venue, and they have a couple of weeks to install. However, with this exhibition, the next venue isn't slated to open it until late August. And so we have graciously received permission from the lender to be able to keep this on display until August 1st. So should we be able to reopen before then, those who missed the opportunity to see it will get a chance to walk through it physically So we're hoping that that's possible.
Megan McAdoo is Executive Director of the Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum in Saginaw, housed on the campus of Saginaw Valley State University, and she is joining us for our COVID-19 arts conversations here around Mosaic on WCMU. Likewise, then, what you were anticipating to bring around as the exhibit to follow, what is the status and location and, I guess you would say, overall logistics surrounding what you would have been doing next, and how will that, will you be able to keep that same timeline, or how are you adjusting to this still unknown date when things begin to reopen?
Honestly, there's just so much uncertainty right now, so definitely our summer and fall exhibitions are in question right now, and, you know, after we hear the next news from the governor, we hope to make some decisions, but also, you know, trying to come up with contingency plans and remaining flexible, all while trying to keep people engaged while working remotely. So we just, you know, like the rest of the world, we just don't know yet, but we're just trying to be flexible and creative at the same time.
In doing that, Megan, I know from the conversations we've enjoyed here in studio that there, of course, is a lot of involvement with the students there at SVSU, but also a lot of the area schools that make use and of not only the folks that work there, but obviously the chance to see the exhibits up close. So for instance, maybe in our K-12 schools where they obviously have had everything turned upside down, how with the online presence that you are working to and have up and running so far, has there been any way to link back and allow that to be a part of the curriculum or the classes for any of the students as they try to move forward to ending up their school year?
Yeah, that's been a real focus for us since working from home, is to make sure that the youth have both fun and educational opportunities while stuck at home. And so virtually we've created a host of different activities online. In fact, we created a whole new web portal that we're calling Museum Musings. We've got virtual tour activities for kids, including art activities, made, you know, things that they can do with what they have around the house, because many people can't order supplies or things like that. We've started a weekly museum blog with his information and neat things that our collection manager has found in our archives. And then fun stuff like on social media, Selfie Saturday, where you can pose like one of Marshall Frederick's sculptures, a poetry contest. So we're definitely trying to make sure that we are creating content, sharing it in a multitude of ways, so that both kids and adults have a way to learn and relax and have fun during these trying times.
A lot of the folks we've spoken with other organizations, Megan, so far have talked about this whole experience, well, not a pleasant one, but in a way it has opened up some ideas and opportunities moving forward because of having to move to the online present or having to develop some of these programs that they have done and things very similar to what you have been describing. How much of that then have you as a staff begun to look down the road to the other side of this and maybe being able to keep some of these types of things going, incorporate them more into your regular operations as an option? Everybody wants to be back in the galleries, back in the concert halls, back at the dance recitals and so forth. But for what has come of this, how much do you think of will continue once we get beyond this?
Yeah, for a future exhibition, we had already been talking about having an online version of it, and this kind of lit a fire under us to get that process started sooner. And with the current exhibition online that we just launched, it was what was really neat to see when we did our opening reception last night is we had participants from Hawaii and across the country. And so, and we had artists that had works in the show participate in that Zoom event. And so what's neat is while it's fabulous to irreplaceable to be able to see these objects up close and walk around them 360, the conversations that we can have with artists and participants from across the country and across the world is really spectacular. So we're really excited about that. But we've also realized that, you know, not everyone has access to the same access to computers and internet and devices. It's not the same for everyone. And so what we've started doing is an art at home take and make art activity kits. And we are taking art supplies and putting in instructions into packets for people and delivering those right to community distribution centers. And that's been really great to get feedback from community members that are just so thankful to have something to do that doesn't require screen time.
I would think there would be some challenge that when you have a program, you have an exhibit, and other area or regional organizations are all doing their own thing. Obviously, there's a sense of promoting and sometimes finding the connections between what various groups are doing. But when things are so funneled into having to do it online, in all of this changing so rapidly, how much have you been able to communicate and others reaching out to you to at least try to not have everybody's online event happen on the same day at the same time, allowing the flexibility for even everybody that's stuck at home to be able to still virtually get out and enjoy all of these types of things? Has there been any effort made, or is it just too much of a logistical hurdle to try to schedule these things a little more selectively as you go?
Actually, it's been really great. The various art organizations across the Great Lakes Bay region, we've all been in communication, emails, phone calls, you know, supporting each other, asking, you know, questions about, you know, how do you think you're going to handle this? And so it's a really great network and community and lots of partnership ideas happening. So, there's a lot going on, but, you know, most of the, even the live events like our online exhibition opening last night, they're being recorded and, you know, everyone's timetables are different. And so being able to, you know, record things and share them, you know, and have people access them when they're available. So, it hasn't been a problem. And I think it's brought us closer together, actually.
That's certainly a good thing to see that, because in the end we're all kind of obviously in the same boat, trying to get across the lake in the same fashion, to the same goal of bringing the arts to folks. It's kind of a closing thought, Megan, and I'll do this with you as well, to certainly commend everybody in the flexibility to be able to adapt, as everyone has been forced to do, to certainly be very hopeful that financially and creatively all will emerge in one piece on the other side of this, and certainly to commend the efforts to date to continue to offer things online to keep the arts alive, with the hope that sooner rather than later we'll get the chance again to be in the galleries, to be in the concert halls, and to enjoy all these things in closer touch. But bravo to all of you connected with Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum for what you have done. And for those that want to then tune in to catch some of this virtual stuff or to check out the classes and the activities, the best way that folks can stay in touch with all of you online is how?
Yes, people go to our website, which is marshallfredericks.org. They'll see right on our home screen, we've got our virtual tour, which is so cool to walk around. And then links to our new portal, Museum Musings. And we're just adding new offerings to that every day. And so, of course, also on social media. So we do hope that people connect with us online and send us your comments, messages, things that you would like us to do. And we're ready to respond.
Megan McAdoo is Executive Director of the Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum on the campus of Saginaw Valley State University. Megan, thanks so much for your time. Take care, stay home, stay safe, stay creative, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for all that you're doing to keep us entertained at home here.